Todd Bowles filled his offensive coordinator vacancy this offseason by giving the reins to Johnny Morton. Now, Morton has worked with a number of offensive gurus along the way, including John Gruden, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and he was Pete Carroll's offensive coordinator at USC back in 2009. His first coaching mentor in the National Football League as a coach was John Gruden. And I recently got a chance to talk to Gruden. He gave me the full scouting report on Johnny Mo. Eric Allen inside our Florham Park studios. We're now joined by ESPN Monday Night Football analyst John Gruden. John, you were one of John Morton's first coaching mentors. What was your reaction to Todd Bowles selecting him as the Jets' new offensive coordinator?
I was really excited for a couple reasons. Number one, John Morton has worked hard to get himself ready for this. And secondly, I think he's going to bring a lot to this Jets team, not only the offense, but I just know he's a team guy. I know that he has his ego in check. He's got a vast amount of experience. He's prepared himself well, and I know he's going to do a good job for sure.
Sean Payton, the Saints head coach, recently said he took advantage of the Saints sleep room in New Orleans. Do you consider Morton a Gruden's grinder?
Yeah, he'd be the first guy off the bus on the Gruden grinder bus stop tour. He is a guy that would beat you to work every day. He would stay later than you would stay. And I don't think there's any reason other than John Morton, while Sean Payton made up these sleep rooms. He had to have a room for Johnny Morton to get a wink to his sleep.
He held various roles with you on that Raiders staff and helped you orchestrate a prolific offense. What stuck out to you early in Coach Morton's NFL coaching career?
Well, we had some great young coaches, and number one, he was a fast wide receiver. That's why Al Davis brought him to the Raiders. He could really run. Check that. Make sure you document his combine speed. He wasn't any good, though, so we had to cut him. And he wouldn't go away, so we put him in coaching, and he was on his fast track with his work ethic. He and David Shaw, who now is the head coach at Stanford, were up-and-coming guys, and all he did was study protections, route combinations, coverage beaters, and individual drills to help his receivers get better. And he helped me tremendously, self-scouting opponents, coming up with new formations to run the same play from. Creative mind. He took advantage of some great people that were not only on the Raiders staff, but in New Orleans, San Francisco, and he's prepared himself well, as I said earlier.
You just mentioned it right there, is that he's taken advantage of speaking to and soaking in knowledge from various people along the way. How much do you think his diverse experience with offensive gurus such as yourself, Sean Payton, the aforementioned Sean Payton, and Jim Harbaugh help him in this new capacity?
Well, it's helped him because he's going to be able to adapt to his personnel. You know, today the play caller gets all the credit for the yards that the team makes. You know, you make 400 yards a game offense, you become a head coach. But that doesn't necessarily mean you win championships. John Morton is going to be able to adapt, I think, his offense to the personnel that he has. He may not have a Pro Bowl quarterback. Might not have a Pro Bowl wide receiver. I don't know what the personnel is going to be, but he'll be able to adapt based on what he has. Whether that means they're going to be a I-formation team or a no-back team, that will be announced when Todd Bowles and the Jets figure out who's going to make this roster.
And what do you think his mentality will be now as a play caller for the first time in his NFL career being the offensive coordinator?
Well, that's what's going to make my job fun. I get to watch it. I get to broadcast it. I get to analyze it, and I get to talk about it. And so do all the media people in New York. They'll have a blast seeing exactly what he's going to do. Is he going to throw it a lot? I don't know. I think his demeanor will be tempered based on how well they pass protect, how the quarterback comes along. There's still so much that needs to be solved with the Jets offense. They're as mysterious as any group in the league right now, from quarterback to just about at every position.
What changes for him now, Coach, now that he is the guy, that he is the offensive coordinator now?
Well, first thing is you have to get your staff on the same page. A lot of these offenses struggle because that isn't the case. Make sure that the line coach, the running back coach, the receiver coach, who's coaching the tight ends and the backs, everybody get on the same page, prepare properly, and then present the game plan to the players and blow their socks off. Get them excited about the offense that you're putting in. But he's got to get his staff on the same page, number one, and he's got to get ready for these OTAs, which are right around the corner. And I just have great confidence he'll be good with people, he'll be great with his staff, and if they can get on the same page and get excited about their offensive direction, that'll transfer to the players quite well.
Drew Brees, one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of this league, talked about Morton's presence, and that's something you mentioned as well. What is it about him that is different when you bring his personality and his passion in the building?
Well, veteran players will appreciate him because he's old school. You know, he wants the outside foot back on the outside edge of the numbers, and he wants a three-step slant. He wants you to cross base at a friendly 45-degree angle. That's what you better do. And if he wants a double move release, you better get it done. But what you see on film is what you coach. That's kind of the world he comes from. Effort, details, fundamentals, discipline. I think he's going to be a stickler for that, and I don't think he's always going to be a nice guy if things aren't going toward that direction. He's going to really be, I think, a stickler for the details. He's a disciplined guy, and real pro players appreciate that.
Let's put you on the spot now here, Coach. Can you describe John Morton in three words?
I'll use a grinder. That's one word. He is a grinder. He's sharp, and he's tough. Grinder, sharp, and tough. How's that?
That's going to play awfully well right here in New York, don't you think?
I think so. I think he plays well everywhere. Played well in New Orleans, like I said, San Francisco. Served him well in Oakland. He did it in college. I'll be surprised if he doesn't do a good job. But as you know, most of the time, the offensive coordinator gets way too much credit when things go good or things go bad. It's going to take a staff. It's going to take players to buy in. And it's going to take a little bit of patience, because change is only good if change gets a chance to happen properly.
And finally, Coach John Gruden, will there be any Spider 2Y bananas here with the Jets?
If Johnny Moe doesn't put in Spider 2Y banana on a check with me to the three technique, I'll be in training camp with billboards. I'm going to make sure I get that play installed in the Jets. We just got to get a tight end. The Jets just got to get a tight end that can run a banana. I don't think they throw the ball to the tight end in the last few years.
Hey, Coach, we enjoyed your time. We look forward to seeing you maybe in training camp, but definitely during the season.
Hey, I look forward to it. Just tell Johnny Moe, don't forget to tighten the X down. It can run Spider 2 X banana to Brandon Marshall.
You got it. Thanks, Coach.
You got it, man. Take care, guys.